This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today, a promise from Jeremiah chapter 33 that can still change the world. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
One of the greatest prayer promises in the entire Bible is found in Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 3. Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Millions of people down through the ages have gone to their knees with this promise on their lips and the assurance in their hearts that God would hear their prayer and respond. Our responsibility is to call. And when we call, God says, I will answer. I can never read Jeremiah 33:3 without thinking of Dawson Trotman, the founder of the Navigators. Early in his Christian life, he read that verse and discussed it with a friend. They believed the verse, but had never seen those great and mighty things God promised. But they wanted to see them. So they agreed to meet every morning and pray together for 2 hours before they went to work. The next morning, they hiked up into the Palo Verdes Hills, not far from where they lived in Southern California, and by 5 a.m., they had built a little fire and were in prayer. They prayed for their families, for their friends, and the people at work who didn't know the Lord. They prayed for the boys they were teaching in Sunday school, and for the young people in other churches in the area. And they prayed and claimed Jeremiah 33:3. They began to ask God to raise up laborers for His harvest in other cities in California, and then in other states. After a few weeks, they bought a map of the world and kept it at their little prayer site in the hills. As they claimed Jeremiah 33:3, they asked God to use them in the lives of people in Germany, Japan, India, and countries around the world. Dawson and his friend continued their early morning prayer meetings for 42 consecutive days. And then they felt that God had lifted the burden. Several years later, Dawson was going through a drawer in his home when he ran across several slips of paper with the names of Navy men whom he had been helping in their Christian walk. World War II had brought young men from every state of the Union to California, and scores of them had received discipleship training from the Navigators. It was the beginning of God's answer to Dawson's prayer. The great and mighty things had come in a slow but spectacular way. The same promise is available to you and me, and the same mighty God stands waiting to fulfill it. Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
The booklet Going On with Christ has encouraged thousands of people to grow in their walk of daily discipleship with Christ. We'd like to send you a free copy. This classic booklet is filled with practical help in Christian living. To receive your free copy of Going On with Christ, write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934. Tomorrow, a man who heard the voice of God when no one else was listening. Read Jeremiah 34 through 39 and join us on Daily Discipleship.